Imagine as a parent that you do everything you can to keep your children safe, only to realize that you're the one hurting them. And that's exactly what happens with parental alienation. That's what we're going to talk about today. So, those who don't know me, my name is Danielle C. Baker. I am the founder and CEO of Being Connected. I'm also a registered early childhood educator with 20 years of experience in the field. I help parents and educators navigate this hard reality of raising children and helping them develop to their full potential. Now, don't get it twisted. When you work with me, we're putting the child's needs first, so you're gonna have to put your ego and pride aside, especially with this episode, because this one is a hard one. And no matter which side of the parental and alienation you are in, you are both in the wrong. So you're gonna hate me today, and I'm okay with this. So let's get to it. Hello. Welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. I am your host, Danielle C. Baker. And before we get started, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you are listening or watching from. And of course, with season two, this episode is brought to you by the Self-Esteem Doctor Online Academy with the amazing Dr. Simone Alicia. There's a wealth of resources in there to help with your child's self-esteem, confidence, and everything that helps your child is wonderful. I'm going to add the link in the description and in the comments as well, so you can check that out. Now, I'm going to jump right in. I'm making a really short intro today because this is a hard topic. And I will be honest with you, this is my third attempt at recording this episode. It is quite challenging in trying to point across. And I've still got some glitches starting to think I'm not supposed to do this. But I'm going to do it. It is a very, very serious topic. I've seen it both personally in my family dynamic from birth, and I've seen it as a professional as well with over 20 years experience of watching and observing what happens to a child when they are stuck in a parental alienation situation. And I also want to apologize ahead of time. Alienation and any variation of that word is very difficult for me to pronounce in English for some reason. It's one of those words that I just can't get my tongue around it. So bear with me. I may butcher those words. They're still very important and they have a lot of meaning. I just, for some reason, I'm not able to pronounce them. So for those, I actually am going to start by, because this episode is about the impact on the children, I am going to, the first part of this episode will be about what happens to a child when they are stuck in a parental alienation, here we go, situation. And then I'm going to talk to both sides of both parents and what your role is in that and what you need to do to get yourself out of that, whether you're the alienator or the alienated. And so for those who are not quite sure what parental alienation is, it is basically when one parent turns the other child, their child, so a parent turns their child against the other parent. And this is where I'm going to trigger a lot of you. It's for your own personal gain. You can have all sorts of reasons. You're originally maybe wanting to keep your child safe, but when it comes to turning a child against the other parent, it no longer is about protecting that child from the other parent. And so it's for your own personal gain, and we're going to get into that. It is purely a manipulation tactic. And most of the time, the children will get caught into a triangulation dynamic, which is in itself a form of abuse. So let's get this clear. Parental alienation, no matter what your situation is, once you start turning a child against the other parent, it is purely abusive behavior. And this is where I'm going to trigger a lot of people. So before I get go into, I'm going to explain why it is abusive behavior. It is full on abuse, no matter which side of the parental alienation you're on. And before I go on, you're going to have a lot of yeah, but I work with a lot of people on this, and that comes up. Yeah, but in my situation. Yeah, but in this situation. Yeah, but you don't understand what this other parent is doing. And I'm going to stop you there. If you are throughout this episode, keep having this yeah, but in your head, just know that you are an abuser. You may not know it, but now I'm telling you, you are. Because again, parental alienation is a manipulation tactic. You're using your child as a pawn, you're turning them into a puppet. And so the yeah, buts, you can say all you want in the comments, but just know that there's something there that you need to work on so that you are not putting your child into a abusive situation or an abusive environment. So that's what it is for a child. Now, again, I'm going to say in a situation where you are in danger and the child is in danger, so the other parent is extremely violent, extremely abusive, you need to do what you have to do to keep your child safe. I'm not disregarding that at all. I've seen situations. I've lived it personally with a friend of mine where she called me up in the middle of the night to say, he just called. He's on his way. He says he's going to chop me and the baby up and throw us in the river. You need to do what you have to do to keep your child safe. What happens with parental alienation is that you keep dragging it on. It's like a smear campaign now for the other parent. So just know that if you're working really hard at keeping the other parent out of the child's life, you need to stop talking about them. If they don't exist for the in the child's life anymore, then stop mentioning them, stop bringing them up. It's over. So if a child keeps asking you, whatever happened to mommy, whatever happened to daddy, what's going on, they start asking questions, all you need to say is, it's right now, it's just not safe to have them around. That's it. No explanation, no big, pleading your cause. You're not in court with your child. You don't need to prove your side of the story. You just say, at this moment, it's just not safe. And if they're a little older, you just say, if this changes, if you're in mediation or whatever, you could just say, if this changes, then we can see what happens, especially for children who knew the parent, the other parent very well. They were attached to them. Just say that right now it's just not safe for them to be around. But if that changes, we'll see. That's it. You don't need to tell them what they did. You don't need to tell them how rotten they are or how rotten you think they are. You don't need to tell them how they hurt you. That's abuse. Protecting your child from violence, that is your duty as a parent. But dragging it on and smearing, going on with the smear campaign, that's abuse. That's the difference. So for a child, what happens when they're caught in that kind of situation? No matter what the situation, this the one I gave you is very extreme, where the child's life and the mother's life is in imminent danger. It could also just be a infidelity situation where the one that was cheated on is now very hurt, and bitch feels betrayed, and they just can't cope with it. And that's how to protect themselves and their pain. They just try and shut that other parent down. No matter the situation, you have to understand, and this is scientifically proven. It's in all of the psychology textbooks. A child cannot see fault in an adult. So for children, that's why they're very easy targets when it comes to abuse, is that for children, adults are perfect. They're the ones taking care of them. They're the ones keeping them alive. So there's this natural instinct of survival makes them believe that this adult can't do any wrong because they're the reasons why they're alive. They feed them, if you're a child, the adult feeds you, they care for you, they fix your boo-boos, they give you love and affection. And a child sees that as a superhero. So if they can't see any wrong, the adult could be into substance abuse. It could be, like I said, it's aggressive or violent. There's nothing wrong with the adult. So obviously there is something wrong. So they go inward. And they automatically believe that it's their fault. They did something wrong. The parents were getting along just fine in their heads. The parents were getting along just fine before they came along. So now they believe, because they're being torn for both sides, they believe that it's their fault. If they hadn't been there, if they weren't alive, the parents wouldn't be fighting. The other parent wouldn't have turned bad. or would have developed bad behaviors. Now, we know this isn't true, but this is what goes on in your child's mind. This is what you need to understand. No matter what you say or do about the other parents, they're going to think it's their fault. They're going to think that it's on them. So this is the impact that parental alienation has on a child, is that they are going to keep thinking, what's wrong with me? Why am I so bad? And then they're not going to be able to find the reason why, because they haven't done anything bad. So they're going to think they're the most rotten person in the world. And you know what that does to a child on a emotional level, on a social level, and even on the in a cognitive level, because if a child is not well, they can't, the brain cannot function fully, so the developmental phases are going to slow down and they're going to shut down slow. So it affects the child on every level of development. I'm going to go through that a little bit more when I talk to the parents. So this is the first thing, is you have to understand that for a child, an adult is perfect. They're superheroes. They can't do no wrong. So if something is wrong, and in this situation, there's clearly something wrong, because the parents are constantly fighting, the families involved. They may have had to be pulled out of the family home for a while. So they really think that they're the worst people in the world and that they shouldn't be here. So this is what you're doing to your child, no matter what side you're on. Okay. You have to also understand that once you start into this parental alienation, when you're starting to turn your child against the other parent, you have now created a very unsafe environment for the child, because now they think that they're the worst people in the world because they created the situation. It's not true, but this is what they believe. But also, you have to understand that your child is part of that parent. They are half of that parent. So everything that you say that is wrong with the other parent, you're telling your child that that's what's wrong with them. So you have to understand what you're doing to your child when you're trying to prove your cause. When you're creating this dynamic of, I'm no good, this other parent is good, no good, that means I'm no good to the core genetically. Now you're making them believe that they're no good, but they also don't feel safe because they see your outbursts. They feel your energy. You keep telling them that the other parent will hurt them. So now you put them into an emotional and psychological warfare. And it's not safe. They don't feel safe. They're afraid that you're going to get upset, because every time something has to do with the other parent, you could go in a rage, you can get upset, you go completely silent. Those kind of behaviors, the children again are not going to feel safe around you. They're not going to feel safe at home with you. And so it's very counteractive. In your mind, you're protecting that, you're trying to protect your child from the danger, which is the other parent, but now you become the danger on a different level. So that's very, very difficult for a child to deal with. When they get into an unsafe situation, like I mentioned earlier with their development, they go into survival mode, which is a different part of the brain that starts functioning, because they feel in danger. They don't feel safe. They go into very instinctive behaviors. So the brain can't develop. They can't think straight. They can't express their emotions properly. And so you're creating some extremely long-term traumas for this child in the name of trying to save your to save him, to save the child. And this is where it's abuse. That's where the abuse comes from. You've created an unsafe environment. There's a lot of fighting, there's a lot of verbal shouting. And this, the whole dynamic is not good. It's not a safe environment. So that's where it becomes abusive. It is abusive behavior towards your child, even though you don't realize it. That's why I have to tell you what's happening there. So this is what it is. There's those three things. There's a lot more, but I'm leaving you with those three things when it comes to the impact on the child, is that the child cannot see fault in an adult. Adults are perfect. So if there's something wrong, if one adult became bad, first of all, they can't understand that there is a one good parent and one bad parent, because they don't experience the other parent the way you experience it. You're in conflict with that parent. The child isn't. So they still see the love. They still feel that love from the other parent. And there are also that parent. They are half of it. You need to leave your child out of your conflict. They didn't choose to procreate. You're the one who chose to procreate with this individual. It's not the child's fault to so leave your child out of it with whatever it is. Like, again, if they are in danger, you pull them out, yes, but you don't need to be talking about that rotten parent for the next 3 decades. This is what I'm getting at. So adults can do no fault. The environment is now unsafe. You've created this unsafe environment, and they are half that parent. So everything you say about that parent, they believe that that's what you think of them. Again, very abusive. Those are the main impacts, and this will carry through. This is some very traumatic, deep-rooted childhood traumas, some childhood wounds. So they will carry that well into their adult years. They will need some help in the mental health field to overcome this. So this is the impact you have on your child when you decide to play that game. Now I'm going to talk to the alienator, so the parent that is trying to shut the other parent out of the child's life, that is trying to turn the child, that this get the child to see how horrible the other parent is, right? So I said this earlier when I was explaining with the impact on the child, but you need to leave your child out of this, okay? This has nothing to do with your child. The conflict that you have with the other parent is between you and the other parent. The child has nothing to do with this, unless, again, it is for safety reasons, but you leave your child out of this. You do not trash talk the other parent to your child. You do not try to prove to them why they shouldn't be around, why they shouldn't be talking to them, why they shouldn't care about them. And you should certainly not, whenever they kind of trigger you, should never, ever, ever say that they are just like that parent. So leave your child out of it. This is a you problem. Remember that. This is a you problem. Leave your child out of it. And like I said, you keep it short. You don't need to explain anything. It's just not safe to be with them right now. They're not a jury that will decide what the verdict is. They are your children. So, show some compassion there. They're going through a lot as well. They're just not telling you anything about it. So, like I said earlier as well, if you chose to cut the other, you're choosing to cut the other parent out of the child's life, then you have no business talking about them. They don't exist anymore, right? This is what I mean by the manipulation tactics and the triangulation dynamic and the abusive behaviors. If you're cutting a parent out of a child's life, their name shouldn't even come out of your mouth anymore. They don't exist anymore. So why are you still talking about them? That's what you need to ask yourself. Okay. What you also have to understand, and this is where I'm going to trigger you a lot, and it's going to hurt because I know every situation is different. Just remember that I've been through this as a child. I have seen it growing up in my community, what happens when the parents are going at it. And I've seen it professionally in families, what that does to a child and how the parents look as a third party. What is happening to you? The reason why you feel so compelled to drag this parent through the mud and turn your child against them is because you have a very deep-rooted childhood trauma that has been triggered. No matter what the situation is, obviously, if your life has been threatened, that would be a trigger, no matter how your childhood was. But if you were cheated on, if there's so many scenarios, it's triggered something in you and it's coming out. So your going to the parental alienation is a defense mechanism. You're projecting your childhood traumas onto the other parent and onto your child. So that's a hard pill to swallow, but I know that you know that there's something there. Doesn't matter what kind of childhood you have, if that's your go-to, there was something there. So get the support that you need to get over that so that you're not passing that on to your child and expecting your child to clean up that mess and then just creating this generational pattern. And this is what I do. I break patterns, I break cycles. So let it end with you. If you're in that situation, try the best that you can. Take a step back and say, this has nothing to do with my child, and this ends with me. Take care of yourself so that you can take care of your child. Leave the other parent out of it. Leave your child out of it. It's certainly not your child's role to clean up your mess. You also have to remember that what you say about the other parent when you're angry and hurt and betrayed, your child is going to think that you're saying that about them. So whatever you think about your parent, the other parent, I mean, your child, you're saying it to your child. That's what your child believes that you're saying that to them because they are part of that parent. Whether you like it or not, you procreated with this person. That is another one of them, and it's not their fault if you're angry at the other parent. So, and that child is certainly not that other parent. So watch what you say. You can vent with your friends, you can vent with your family when your child is not around. This is why in the family courts now with the custody papers, so the custody reports, it does say that a parent cannot say anything bad or negative about the other parent. It's actually in the law because it is abusive behavior. And the law is to protect the child when it comes to family law. So just remember that you have a deep-rooted trauma that you need to work through so that you're not passing that on to your child. And everything you say about the parent, you're saying to your child. You're telling your child that's who they are. And you now have created an unsafe environment. So in your quest to save your child from an unhealthy family dynamic, you have created an even more unhealthy dynamic. I will explain to you the impact on a child. This is, I don't think I've ever shared that with anybody except for my sister, obviously. But my personal experience, I will remember from this one incident that happened when I was about 8 years old, maybe 7, 8 years old around that time, that shocked me. And I'll explain why. It was on the weekend. We were meeting up. My mom, there was a meeting point where our dad was picking us up for the weekend. And I don't know what happened. My sister and I were in the car, and my parents just blew up. So they were just shouting, screaming out of the top of their lungs outside. And my sister and I were just waiting for the storm to pass. Obviously, it would have been, something that we were used to at that point. And they were just shouting and shouting and shouting. And then my dad came in, just like huffing and puffing. And he just took a deep breath and he just told us, said, I'm so sorry you had to see this. I promise you, this is the last time you get to see that. And it hit me then at the age of 7 or 8 years old that that behavior was not normal. That's what hit me. It wasn't the fact that my parents were fighting. It's not that they were shouting, calling each other names. It wasn't the fact that my father was apologizing for something that he had done. It was the fact that at that moment I realized that that behavior, that dynamic in a couple was not normal. And I realized then that this entire time I thought that that's what relationships were. So when I say the impact is deep, deep, deep on a child, you're showing your child what to expect out of a relationship when they grow older. And it's rough. It's really rough. So just keep that in mind. This is an example from my own personal. When this is your normal, when your parents are constantly fighting and shouting and screaming and sometimes lay hands on each other, to a child, that's the reality, that's their normal. So when you take them, the trauma happens when you take them out of that environment and they realize that that was not normal. And now they think they're even dumber than they already thought they were because how could they have thought that that was normal? What's wrong with me? Why am I so dumb to think that this would be normal? So there's a whole psychological thing going on there that you don't want your child to go through. Or you probably went through it yourself, and this is why it's transferring over into your relationship. So just keep that in mind. If you're the one being alienated, you have to understand that you can't take it personally. Now, there's two scenarios usually. The one that's being alienated is either the abusive, violent, corrupted one, right? You are a danger somehow. You've made some bad choices, all right, in your life, and now your child needs to be pulled away from you for a little bit. Or you are the good parent, and the bad parent is just manipulating the child to go against you. So if you're in a toxic relationship, you're trying to get out of the parent that's toxic, could be using your child against you to keep you into that toxic environment because they need you as a supply. So there's two situations there. When you're alienated, doesn't mean that you are the one that's bad for the child. It just means that you're the one that's being shunned from your child's life right now. So you have to understand that the parent that's doing the alienator is saying a lot of stuff about you, and the child is hearing it. And their child will come back when you do have contact with them. That may come out of their mouths, right? So if you get that feeling that the child is judging you, that there's a sense of superiority over you, or that they just flat out don't want to talk to you because they think that you're no good, just don't take it personally, because right now you're not interacting with your child. Your child has become a puppet, like a ventriloquist act. They're just an empty shell, and whatever's coming out of their mouths is the actual, it's the other parent talking through their child. They have conditioned, they have groomed, and they have brainwashed their child into saying these things to get to you. So don't take it personally. At that point, you are not interacting with your child. It's not your child that's in front of you. And that's the most devastating thing. Once you realize it, that your child is no longer your child, it's no longer a person. It's a puppet, a pawn, whatever you want to call them. So, you don't take it personally. Also, don't take it personally if the child chooses, if there's an opportunity where the child can choose which parent to go with and they choose the alienator. Don't take it personally. Most of the time, the majority of the time, the children, when they're put in this situation where they have to choose, and that's another manipulation tactic, and it's another abusive behavior. Then the parents sit the children down and say, okay, who do you want to live with? Mommy, daddy, whatever. First of all, the child can't make that decision because they're in survival mode. They can't make decisions. They can't solve problems. If it's with the courts, they don't have a say. They don't have a word in it either. But if they choose, most of the time they choose to go with the alienator because they don't feel safe, and they're afraid of the consequences if they choose you. They're afraid that if they choose you, the alienator is just going to go even angrier. And they're afraid of that. They're in survival mode right now. So they're doing everything they can to stay as safe as possible. So that's why they will choose the alienator. The other thing that's going to happen too is they probably are doing it to protect you. So imagine that your child now feels like it's their duty to clean up your mess. Okay, so this is the impact that has on the other side. They will choose the alienator because they're afraid that if they choose you, you will get into even more trouble. And so they will take the hit, they'll take the bullet for you. Imagine that dynamic, right? It's a whole other picture now, isn't it? So don't take it personally. Your child is just trying to protect themselves and protect you. Don't give up on them. That's going to be hard for you to hear your child call you whatever names they're going to call you, to your child to refuse to take your call, your child's ghosting you, not replying to your texts, saying to your face that they hate you, that you're the worst thing on the planet. A lot of the times, after a while, when you try and try and try to have contact with your child, but they just turn you down and shut you down, you're going to, at one point, you're going to say, well, that's it. They don't want me around. I'm just going to step down. And that's one of the worst things you can do at that point, because again, don't forget that your child doesn't hate you. They just have to play that game. They're wearing a mask. So if you're stepping down at that point, if you give up because they're not returning your calls, or they you give up because they don't want to come with you on the weekend. Now you're creating abandonment issues with the child. You gave up on them. No matter what, they were trying to save you, and you turned your back on them. You gave up on them. So stay consistent. You're gonna have to put in the time. Keep sending those happy birthday messages. Keep telling them that you love them. You know, when there's a something, maybe you're not allowed to go to the school functions or the competitions or whatever, send them a message to say you're proud of them. Keep doing it, even if it's dead air. Keep doing it. Time has a way of showing a child the truth. So it may take years, it may take a couple of decades, but believe me, your child at one point will understand what happened, and they will see the truth, and they will appreciate the fact that you never gave up on them. So just remember that you don't want to create on top of all the other issues that are being created for this child. You don't want to be creating abandonment issues either. Okay, that's going to be harder for them later on in the years. Seek help, get the help. There's some serious trauma that is happening for your child that's going to carry through well into the adult years. Seek help in the mental health field to see how you can, first of all, work on yourself. You also have issues to get yourself into that kind of situation. There's something there that you need to work on. So get the help that you need, get the support that you need. If your child needs more support at school, if your child needs psychological psych evaluations, or yourself, check on yourself. If you did have a bad moment, if you made some wrong choices, work on those. You know, clean your mess, get your shit together, right? That's the best thing you could do for your child, to show them that you do care about them, okay? And show them that you are a good person, that you've made some bad choices and bad decisions, but you are a good person. If you're the one that's being targeted from the toxic parent to be manipulated, then stay consistent and get the help that you need, again, from your past traumas, to understand why you got yourself into that kind of relationship to begin with, and show your child that you do care for them, and that you're there for them no matter what. So either way, get the help that you need. For the parent that's being alienated, you work on changing some of the behaviors. You will often get blamed for things, very, very trivial things, kind of petty sometimes, like, oh, he brought the kids outside to the park without a jacket on, and it's, you know, minus a million degrees out, and you know, we've heard them all. Or you know, they just put the kids in front of the TV all day. They don't take care of them, they don't do anything with them, they just sit and play video games all day. You're gonna hear things like that. So change the behavior a little bit. Go to the park, bring a jacket, you know, pack an apple in the lunchbox to make sure that you're healthier, you know, and just have those family dinners at the table. A little bit of time together, that's not screen time, if that's what you're being accused of. So make the effort to change some of those behaviors, because if you end up in court, if you the courts in those kind of situations are going to want to see parental cooperation, right? Not parental alienation. So if they see you making an effort into creating a safe environment for your child, this will be helpful for you as well. One thing, this is what I'm going to leave you with this on this one, my dear alienated parent. Do not attack the other parent. The other parent is attacking you. And don't reciprocate. Don't go tit for tat, okay? Do not do that, because now you're creating that triangulation tactic. And it's only your child. This is what I call a loss, a lose-lose lost situation with a triangulation. Lose-lose lost situation. So parent, the alienator loses, the alienated loses, and the child is lost. So it's a lose-lose lost. You've lost the child emotionally, you've lost the child psychologically, and you may have lost the child physically as well. So do not attack the other parent for that reason. For the other reason too is don't forget that the alienator, it the reason why they're turning your child against you is because they were triggered by something in the relationship. There's something in the relationship that triggered a childhood trauma. So whatever that is, even if you don't understand it, your presence in the relationship triggered a childhood trauma that led to this. So by you attacking the other parent, you are feeding that trauma, you're feeding that wound, and you're gonna escalate things even further. So take those deep breaths, do like the other side, and just, when you need to vent, vent at your friends, at your family, the ones you can trust when your child is not around, but do not turn and do not match the other parent's energy ever. It's not going to go well for you on either side. You're just making things even worse for you. And if possible, avoid another relationship until that's resolved. And I'm going to say why, because a lot of the times, most of the time, the parental alienation happens because one of the parents cheated, right, was unfaithful. So there's already a third party involved, and that's what triggered the whole thing. The parent that was cheated on is hurt and is betrayed, and now they don't want their child anywhere near this third party, this home wrecker. So your partner, your new person is now also a target. And if you're going through it single, and but you meet somebody along the way, I would hold off. I highly recommend that, and it's also recommended by the courts, because they will become a trigger, and that takes a really big toll. That's some heavy stuff here. So somebody coming into a relationship, no matter how much you warn them, shit gets real quick. So it's better to just stay back for a little bit until it's resolved, and then you can move on. It's easier than saying, and don't do it. If you have to do it, do it. But just let it's going to make things harder for you and your child and your new person. So keep that in mind. And I'm going to end that with a message to both parents. So the alienator and the alienated. Doing everything you can to get your child out of that situation is not the same as going into a power struggle with the other parent. So when I said earlier, you do what you have to do to keep your child safe versus I'm going to use my child to piss off this other parent because I need that attention, I need that validation, and I'm just miserable. That's not the same. So if it's a power struggle, now the child is going to be ripped in half. You've both have become narcissistic parents. That's what it is. So the child is being ripped into by narcissistic parents. And that's what I mean by the lose-lose lost situation. The child is lost for life. There's some serious trauma going on there. So just keep that in mind. Get your shit together. I usually don't swear on my podcast, but for something like this, it's really serious. Get your shit together, both of you. Come on. You're grown adults. You don't need to go that far. Yes, you're separating. Your relationship is a failure. Your child has nothing to do with it. So leave your child out of it. Do what you need to do to start your lives over, but leave your child out of it. Right? So get your stuff together. Clean up your mess so your child doesn't feel the need to clean it for you when they don't even understand what's going on. Okay? Don't make them believe that it's their mess. That's what I'm saying. And take responsibility for the role that you have in the abuse. You are both in the putting your child in the situation, abusive situation, whether you're alienated or you're the alienator. You're both taking part in this abusive behavior towards your child. So take responsibility for your role in it, no matter whatever happened, and leave your child out of it. So I'm going to leave you with that. I know this is really heavy. It's really hard. And I'm sending you lots of love. I'm sending your child lots of love. And if you need any more information, like I said, every situation is different. I've seen way too many situations in this case. And reach out. I could do a Q&A, I could do a live session to go into a little bit more details, but I'm definitely there for you. And most importantly, I'm there for your child. So I'll leave you with that. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. And don't forget to check out the Self-Esteem Doctor Online Academy. Absolutely amazing resources that can help you with this situation as well. Until then, stay safe, stay awesome, and we'll talk soon.